to the Steve Cochran Show.
He's the worst quarterback that has played in the NFL the last 5 years.
Period.
Loser. And that's embarrassing. We look like losers.
And they weren't ready. Weren't ready.
He went from all Sean to some Sean to no Sean in about a month here. If you're not going to help us, get out of the damn way.
Period.
It's almost like he's paralyzed by indecision.
And folks, I got a better word for it, Danny. How about, could it be possible this kid takes scared to death pill?
Can't wait for pregame. Camp on the Bears and other stuff in just a second. You texters chiming in on Colin Kaepernick. Totally agree with you, Steve. I'm boycotting the NFL over this year. Go college football, go Cats. 708, make a plea to discuss this with Colin Kaepernick on your show. Oh, he's invited. He said his parents must be embarrassed. They may be. Or they may support him fully. Look, you have a right to be offended if you are. You have a right not to be if you're not. That's why you live in this country. 619, his style of protest just drew attention to himself rather than the issue. I agree with that. Steve, thanks for your remarks about how great this country is, even with our problems. My daughter-in-law grew up in Iran. Enough said. And Steve, you dislike protesters stopping traffic. You dislike people not standing for the national anthem before a game. What methods of protest meet with your personal approval? I would say all the others. Thanks for writing. Texters 312-981-7200 is the telephone number that you can call or text to. Dan Hampton joins us now. Hamp, any thoughts on the Colin Kaepernick thing before we get to the disaster that is the Bears?
How much time we got? first and foremost, let me just say, I'm all for people being able to make a statement.
Right.
And if you see a wrong, you can try in some feeble way, like this moron is trying to make some type of draw attention to it. I'm all for the 49ers recognizing the fact that this guy is a joke as a quarterback, and they don't feel it's important for them to be able to pay him the $11.3 million salary this year when he can't even get off the bench. So I'm all for people being able to make a statement for whatever they believe in.
Yeah, we live in this country, so you can have the rights to do it. But I'd like to see Colin Kaepernick go into the tough neighborhoods and talk to kids about making better choices. I'd like to see him go talk to cops about the decisions they have to make. And I'd like to see him try to make it better as opposed to just making some stand that, frankly, doesn't matter until he does something else.
You know, look, we could talk about this forever. And there's going to be a lot more come out about the story about certain things involving his girlfriend, one thing or another. But like I said, come on. You know, the NFL is about, it's something to deviate our interest for a little while and try to get some enjoyment. And now we've got a guy that can't even get off the bench trying to make himself the story. And if I was on that team, I think it's exactly what you just said. Hey, you want to make a difference? Come on. After practice, I'll drop you off down in the bad part of town, and you can make some points with the occupants there about inequality and all these other things. But hey, you're on a football team. You're paid to be a part of the team. We're going to do this together as a team, and you're not going to make a distinction about, oh, I've got different beliefs, I'm going to do something different here. So
we haven't even talked about the sports part of this too, because now everybody in the locker room gets to answer Colin Kaepernick questions, and they're a week before opening day. All right, let's do traffic. Let's clear our palates, and let's come back and assess the enjoyment that is the Chicago Bears in just a second. But first, at 7:47, Mary, what do you say? Good morning to Mike Hillstrom and our friends at Select Marketing. Oh, and by the way, every time Hamp's on this show, it's sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and your local Chevy dealer. Go see him.
An animal!
Dan Hampton anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal!
It's time for Dan Hampton.
Dan Hampton rejoins us now. I'm telling you, Hamp, I tried. I mean, I'm fully willing to skip the entire preseason. But this game three, this is the one that was supposed to matter. I tried. They were awful.
Well, If you tried, you're one of the few that did. And, you know, I made the point after the game. I said, you know, I understand. If you're a pretty good football team and maybe you made the playoffs or you're 11-5 and you don't really feel like you got a lot to prove, not only to your fans but the rest of the league, first and foremost, let's do it for some self-respect. You know, we all have to pride and a little dignity in what we're trying to do here. And, man, it takes, you know, I mean, Kansas City bats us around after the Denver Broncos embarrass us at home. I feel bad for the fan base. And, you know, they get the old song and dance from the head coach about, oh, yeah, well, we know it's a preseason game. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Well, at some point, it's going to matter, and we got to see it. And the most important part of this equation is, hey, a team is a team, and you just can't. It's not the NBA. Or you get a, you know, you sign a pitcher and you bring him in, and the catcher tells him what the signs are, and you got to work together. You got to do, and all those things should come to fruition through the preseason, and we have seen virtually nothing good happen for this team. And, you know, with Kyle Long out, Kyle Fuller being out, there's only two players on this roster from the last game of Mark Trestman to the projected starters in the opener, and that would be Cutler and Alshon, and everybody else is a new face. So I think it's time we go, hey, this is who we are. This is what we think we can be. Let's go out, prove it to the, you know, to the Chiefs. But let's prove it to our fans that there is a reason to believe, hey, we're going to be better. We're going to be improved. It's almost like they don't want to they're going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to do it all in secret and then unveil it in Houston in, 13 days. I hope they can, but I've been around this game a long time. I've never seen it happen.
Hamp, I know nobody plays in these fourth preseason games. Is this a time you make an exception when a team has looked this bad in the preseason where you say, sorry, guys, you don't get this game off?
You know what, Mr. Cat? I almost would, if the coaches came to me and said, oh, yeah, well, guess what? We told you last week didn't matter, but now everybody's making a big fuss about it because really it does matter. So we're going to have you play. So, I mean, now you got everybody's head spinning. I just think sooner or later, you know, there has to be accountability. And 6-10 isn't good enough. And, yeah, we understand there's only two guys left from, you know, basically a year and a half ago. Well, changing faces doesn't, you know, feed the bulldog. We got to see improvement, and we haven't seen it. It took a third string quarterback and your third string receiver to score with 4 minutes left in the game. Otherwise, you would have been shut out at home in back to back preseason games. And the last time the Bears were ever shut out in a preseason game at home was 35 years ago, and it almost happened twice. So, is there a reason to say, well, I need to see more. I think we're going to play some start. I don't know. I don't know what you do there because, you know, back in my time, the hay is supposed to be in the barn by now. And, you know, we went in there and we were looking for it. It wasn't there last week. I don't know if they can find it on a Thursday night, you know, 8 days before the season opener.
How much of this is coaching versus the personnel? In other words, I can have –
it's
the
all
best,
coaching.
Best coaches in the world, but if the talent's not there, nothing happens, does it?
Well, but see, that's the point. If you're changing the personnel, then you need to coach. Now, if you've got seven all pros on offense, five on defense, and they play bad, well, that's on them because you know what to expect. They have proven a certain level of, you know, performance that they need to adhere to. These are young kids. These are new players. These are guys that you are telling us are good enough to compete and win in the NFL, and yet there's nothing to show for it. That's all on the coaches. And maybe not so much – okay, let's talk about the receivers. You know, Kevin White, I think there was one time in the game that they actually ran him down the field more than 10 yards. All we hear about is, oh, we drafted this kid so high because he's fast. Well, letting him run routes – maybe prove that he is fast. What about Alshon? He's our franchise player. Yeah, he was kind of going half speed and dropped a couple of passes. Our quarterback, franchise quarterback, made some bad throws. He was starting to get beat around. I mean, all these, you know, all these different things, you know, there has to be a certain motivation, whether it comes from a fear or a commitment to excellence or all those things. You know, back in our day, if I played poorly, I would look bad to Dent and McMichael and Otis. And, you know, I did not want to let them down. I didn't want to disappoint them. And, yeah, sure, the byproduct was everybody is pushing each other and we've become, you know, really, really good, great. Well, I don't see any of that. I see a bunch of guys going through the motions, making mistakes, playing like it's, you know, the third day of practice down in Bourbonnais. When are they – how are they going to know when it's time to hit the switch? And, you know, Dicky used to say it, you can't hit the switch. It's like this entire coaching staff is under some kind of hypnosis that thinks, oh, well, we'll just keep putting these plays in. We're not going to show them anything. And then on September 11th, boom, the lights come on and we play like the second coming of the greatest show on turf. I don't know how you can expect that, but to me it seems like that's what they're thinking, and it's not a good plan.
Any defensive line good news anywhere?
Yeah, there's a lot of good news on the defensive front. I like a lot of those kids. And, you know, I Ryan Pace is making some decisions, you know, now here at the cutdown, but that kid, Jonathan Bullock, he can play. Eddie Goldman is better. The outside guys. I'll tell you, Willie Young and Lamar Houston. I know Lamar. And let me just say that Lamar Houston made a missed tackle on a screen pass that basically allowed Kansas City to go 30, 40 yards there on the back, and they get in position to get a touchdown, the first touchdown, after we had played pretty good defense. Now, okay, that's on him. He's supposed to be better than that. And he dadgum should better be better than that. But I'll just tell you this. In practice, there's a certain kind of going through the motion speed, and then there's a speed where you know it's do or die, you make the damn play. You can't miss that tackle. To me, it looked like everybody on the field, due to the fact that the head coach told them it really doesn't matter, they were going through the motion speed. And, you know, I just, like I said, yeah, the front seven I'm worried about. Corners, both our starters are out. That's trouble. Both of the young safeties, they're making strides. There's a lot of good stuff. The inside linebackers, Danny Trevathan, he's awesome. And, you know, we've had some great middle linebackers here, but this kid, he fits in with that group. But the bottom line is your defense, even though, you know, they should be able to crank it up and do some pretty good stuff, it's a mystery to me how this offense thinks that, you know, they're going to all of a sudden, you know, they're going to, you know, get a vapor and everything's going to come together. I haven't seen it, and I'm sure we probably won't see it Thursday night. I'm just, you know, hoping against hope that they realize they got to find a way to get it together for the opener.
Thursday night is the Browns. That's the final preseason game. Maybe Brian Hoyer back in Cleveland?
Do you want me to send over coffee to keep you up? I know it's going to be tired. You know, and I feel, hey, I was there under the stadium and they brought that Cook in, the young quarterback. And he had a broken leg, and then we hear that you know Cutler got batted around pretty good, and then Hoyer took some shots. So if I was David Fells, the fourth team quarterback, I'm trying to find a way to pull a muscle this week in practice. Cause who wants to go out there and after you see the three guys in front of you, you know, standing in line in the training room?
Yeah, no, it's not good. It's not good. It's not, yeah, you know, it's not good. It's not. Hey, Hawks soon. Hold on. Yeah, thanks, buddy. It's Dan Hampton brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy Dealers.